the Foyer with Bill Stevens. Internationally acclaimed Mauritian-Australian entertainer Milko Fukolashe, together with Paris-born singer Corinne Andrew, will be appearing at the Street Theatre for just one performance of their cabaret Paris After Dark on the 27th of November. Milko Fukolashe joins me in the foyer to talk about Paris After Dark. Milko, what can audiences expect from Paris After Dark?
Well, Paris After Dark is a French variety cabaret. I even call it a French international variety cabaret because there's quite a few of the French artists who are sort of recorded or done some French adaptations of Italian songs or Spanish songs, etc. And both Corinne and myself, Corinne Andrew is in the show with me. We are both French-speaking and, I'm sort of specialised a little bit on French productions in Sydney in the last few years. And got a bunch of, some of French classics and possibly some of more international things that people know the tune but don't realize they're French, or they know the tune and then we are going to, offer them a French adaptation of some of these songs. For example, a bunch of songs from Charles Aznavour, Edith Piaf, Charles Trenet, Gilbert Beco, and all the big guns of the French popular music, I guess.
You've been doing these cabarets for quite a while. You've been performing them internationally.
Yeah, 2023 is going to be a great year for us because we are celebrating the 20-year anniversary of the only Aznavour show in Australia. And then on the back of that, in 2019, I created Piaf and Aznavour Back in Time, that I'm hoping possibly to bring that to Canberra next year. And yes, I have the opportunity of performing Aznavour overseas, and that was a very exciting times, obviously. New York was a while back, but more recently I did the Aznavour show in London, which was very exciting, beautiful venue in the heart of London. We do, obviously, things in Sydney. I'm a Sydney-based performer, but we also go to Melbourne. We're actually leaving tomorrow morning. We're going to do some of the Piaf and Aznavour in Melbourne before coming to you in Canberra for the weekend, your Sunday week.
And who accompanies you for the songs?
Well, my musical director, I got a musical director in Melbourne, the one who is going to work for us, which is a long-time friend who's been my MD for around 20 years until he decided to move to Victoria. So when I go to Victoria, I work with him. He knows my repertoire as well. But in Sydney, we travel with another chap that have joined us in the last 5-6 years, called Nick Bavarelli, who plays piano and also a specialist of the accordion. He's one of the leading accordionists in Sydney.
And you can't have French music without an accordionist.
Right. It just adds to the flavour. I mean, you can do it with a piano or we can do it with anything, but having the accordion gives you this extra touch sort of thing, It makes it a bit more, I don't know, more French, if you want to put it this way. But,
exactly.
And today we have actually booked a player from the Canberra Symphony Orchestra who is going to join us on that performance at the Street Theatre.
And what instrument does he play?
She played double bass. Piano and double bass, because double bass is a great instrument. It looks good on stage, and you need to have that feel of having the bass on there. And I always use a double bass because it's a bit of a furniture on stage as well, It looks great, it's classy and all that. And I think on a stage with the lighting and all, being in a theatre, it looks fabulous, Using a different guy in Melbourne also playing double bass, and we thought that... Yeah, so we just booked that young lady this morning, actually, and looking forward to working with Isabella Brown is the name. The Alliance Française of Canberra was very keen to come on board with us to promote this event because it's obviously our first visit to Canberra. And obviously there's not that many French events happening, in Canberra. There's bits and pieces, something. But, so I've been in touch with the Alliance since last year, and then COVID sort of played a different idea, so we had to cancel. But, so finally it happened this year, and, we're looking forward to bringing the show to Canberra.
Have you seen the Street Theatre?
I've seen only online. I've seen it online. It looks very interesting, a little theatre. I mean, you know, it's...
It's lovely for cabaret. You'll find it perfect for your show, by the way you describe your show. It's a lovely, intimate little theatre.
Yeah, I think it looks great. I mean, I was looking for, you know, originally we were thinking of doing the dinner show, but I think having a place like the, it's just the right size because regardless of what we say, I mean, you know, the Piaf and Anzavo and all this French music, it's a bit of a niche audience sort of thing. You know? It's not the great rock and roll or even the symphony orchestra sort of thing, so they all got their own audiences, but we're still a bit of a niche thing, and I think that this size venue, the little theatre, looks just amazing, and yeah, I think, and the team has been great. The team of the theatre has been really keen to work with us on that project.
My guest is Milko Fugolache, and we're discussing his cabaret, Paris After Dark, which he'll be performing together with Corinne Andrew in the Street Theatre on the 27th of November. I've got to ask you, now, reading your biography and all the French shows that you've done over the years, but you did one on Engelbert Humperdinck. How come?
Well, let's say that when I came to Australia, I did a lot of classical, and then I did musicals, and then, you know, they're not going anywhere. Then I went to do variety. So I worked for quite a while as a variety act during the club circuit in New South Wales until I started creating my own shows, you know, 20 years ago. But still working as a variety act because, you know, you need work. You know, you can't, the French is not enough to generate enough work. So we've created Tenors United, for example, because I love still the, you know, the crossover sort of thing, a bit of a light opera and musicals and all that. And but Engelbert just sort of landed up, yeah, I want to do something a bit different. And it was just the right sort of a thing that I felt was suitable for my voice. And so we did that for around 3, 4, 5 years, actually. I did Engelbert on its own, and then we did Engelbert and Tom Jones, and then I did Engelbert and Shirley Bassey. And then and now we're just creating a new one. I'm venturing into Paul Anka.
Did he sing French songs?
Well, he does, actually, because, well, Paul Anka is actually Canadian from Lebanese background, and
well,
he's recorded quite a few things in French.
Yes, of course.
So I've hooked up with a guy, we call him the Vegas Reunion, that's opening in around, I think it's end of April, beginning of May next year. And the Vegas Reunion, which is Frank Sinatra, Liza Minnelli, and Paul Anka. They've all been big Vegas sort of act. And because I need something to sell to the club circuit and little theatres that are not interested with the French, you know, as I say, there's not enough possibilities for the French to be my only sort of way of earning a living sort of thing. So, you know, so we created something else. So that's what we're right in the middle of creating at the moment.
Well,
I'm venturing to Paul Anka.
Paris After Dark will introduce you to Canberra audiences, and it looks like we'll be seeing a lot of Milko Fugolache in Canberra from here on in.
Yeah, well, let's see how we go. Let's see, not get too excited. But I think there's a lot of possibilities. I mean, I believe that when you, any city or town or, you know, area where they've got a symphony orchestra, there is a sort of an audience that will not only like the symphony, like the concert, but like also the crossover. These are the kind of things that we're targeting, you know, And we also got a couple of tours. We are bringing the Piaf and Anzavo to New Zealand in end of March for the week of Francophonie. So there's quite a bit happening. There is the 20th anniversary of the Aznavour show. Hopefully we might be able to do something in Canberra with the various, because there's a few Francophone embassies. There's the Canadian, the Belgian, Luxembourg, and there's also all these Francophone database and network in Canberra. So I think, as you said, Canberra is something that I'm really focusing on at the moment.
Well, I hope audiences discover you on the 27th of November when you're at the Street Theatre, and then we probably won't be able to afford to get tickets to you from then on in.
Oh, Bill, thank you very much for having me, and Simon, thanks for the opportunity.
You're very welcome. Milko Fukalashe. Paris After Dark will be presented in the Street Theatre for just one performance on Sunday the 27th of November, commencing at 4 o'clock. Bookings through the Street Theatre website. This is Bill Stevens for Artsound FM. Looking forward to seeing you in a foyer soon.